This is Nate Parento with LaSalle College Radio. I'm here with Kyle Jervis from KG Freeze for an artist interview. We're here to talk about KG Freeze. It's your most recent project. How about you start with just telling us a little bit about what KG Freeze is, and we'll start from there.
KG Freeze is probably the closest thing to a solo project that I'll ever have. My initials are in the name. Pretty much every band that I've started has kind of like had solo aspirations, or at least me being like, yo, this is my thing. But it's definitely been more of a band thing in the past. This is like a kind of just, it's my thing. And it's probably going to be the thing that I continue to do for forever. Definitely kind of like a Nine Inch Nails thing where it's Trent Reznor, but you know, he's there. That's what the band is. But I got a crew of people who play with me live and collaborate with me on record, and it's kind of like an open door policy. I just happen to be the only one who's always there.
You're the facilitator, if you will.
Exactly.
How would you describe your music to a potential listener? Like, what are you all about?
I would say that a listener with an open mind would be very apt to like KG Freeze. It's not strictly rock. It's not strictly pop. It's not dance. It's not R&B. It's elements of everything within it. The only thing I don't think we've touched upon really yet is like country.
Fair.
And I don't think we ever will.
Yeah. I mean, I've given Volunteer a couple listens today, and it certainly has a bounce and a groove funk to it that's almost infectious. I guess a question for you is, do you like to dance?
Definitely, man.
Is danceability something that you're conscious of incorporating into your music?
Yeah, and I mean, I think a lot of the times, like, whenever we play, I'm not playing an instrument when we play live a lot of the times, and I end up doing a lot of dancing, and I have some freaky moves, and I think people might think that they're predetermined, but they're absolutely not. It's just whatever the music is, like, making me do. Weekend of Bernie's 2 style, you know, I just can't help but groove. And I think when I'm writing songs too, it's the same sort of thing. Like if I find myself either bouncing at the keyboard or like, you know, grooving on top of my guitar, like I feel like I'm on the right track, because if it's making me move, then it's probably something that I want to continue to play on a regular basis.
Right on. So you mentioned that you spend a lot of time just kind of at live shows, like dancing around, because it seems like you have a pretty tight band behind you. Also on this album, I see you showcase a lot of local talent. Do you want to tell us a little bit about some of the people you worked with on the album, on Volunteer?
Yeah. The live band right now is TJ Metcalf on guitar, who also plays with Lady Lamb, the Beekeeper. Meek Rodrigue on guitar as well, who used to be in the band Holy Boys Danger Club. Derek Gearhan on drums, who plays in the band Endless Jags and also plays in Haru Bangs. Dan Harris on keyboards, used to be in a band called Spaniards. And Ian Riley on bass, and he's kind of been around town forever. I think most currently he was playing in Spencer Albee's band. But that's kind of the core group that I had been playing with live. And they all contributed onto the record, as well as Sarah Helly Richardson, who kind of started the whole collaboration thing on this album. Like, I had a tune I had been working on, and I called her up and said, hey, do you want to kind of add your flavor to this? And it went so well that afterwards I was like, okay, well, I'm calling up Sean Morin, and we're going to do something together.
Very cool.
I'm going to call up Jacob Baddick, and we're going to do something together. And it definitely became more of a collaborative album rather than the previous record, which had been a strictly solo thing.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of goes into my next question. You've released two projects within a year's time.
Yep.
One is basically all you.
Yep, I mean, aside from Derek. Derek played drums on it. But everything else I played.
Everything else is you. And then you've transitioned to another project, which is still very much yours and very steeped in your musical style, and it, but there's so much other influence that it seems like you're letting in. What's the difference there for you? Is there a freedom in doing it yourself, or is there a freedom in letting go and collaborating?
I like to have those options too. I think like now we've kind of built the foundation as far as like what the Freeze can do, which is pretty much anything we want to do, stylistically and like as far as who we want to involve and how we want to involve them. With Sociopath, it was definitely like more of tunes that I had been writing for a while and parts that I had imagined and known that I wanted to do something with, and kind of just said, you know, I'm not going to take the time to teach somebody this stuff and have them play it when I can do it myself. But then with Volunteer, and especially the album being called Volunteer, it was kind of like, okay, like let's get in touch with some people and show them some ideas and see where they go with them rather than me trying to drive the ship 100%.
It's very interesting how projects can just change like that and kind of organically become their own thing.
Yeah, because I mean, we went into the studio with Sarah to do Top Secret, which is one of the tracks on the record.
Great song.
About 2 weeks after the Sociopath CD release show, which was the first time that we had played as a live band, period. Like, it was just immediately like, okay, cool, let's do something completely different, but keep this rolling.
Right on. What would you say is the state of grassroots music, and where does technology fit in? Does the multitude of platforms and the do-it-yourself nature help or hurt small musicians?
It depends on how much focus and energy you have in backing your own project. I think it's, you know, really helpful that the playing field is pretty level, but it also kind of makes people who are trying to do this stuff have to work hard and, you know, kind of stand out from the pack.
Right. Do you find, I mean, I know that you have multiple music videos that correspond to this current project as well as previous projects you have. There isn't really the same venue for music videos as there was in the past, other than obviously YouTube. Do you think it's really important to get a visual depiction of yourself out there, whether it be through music video or some other way?
I do, because I mean, of course, I'm like part of that final generation that, like, you know, still remembers MTV,
of course,
with music videos all the time, like sitting around at home for hours just watching music videos, and I like the visual aspect added to the, you know, the musical aspect. Even if it doesn't quite make sense sometimes, it's still cool to kind of get a different take on these tunes and kind of have something to attach yourself to aside from just listening to the record. But I also feel like in this day and age, you can't strictly rely on just kind of having something to listen to. Like, you need to be playing live and you need to be constantly kind of having content that people can kind of keep themselves occupied with. I mean, the days of like Red Hot Chili Peppers, for example, like taking 4 years between albums are just no longer. Like, everything is moving so fast and there's new stuff coming every day that if you don't have new material, you better be doing something with the material that you do have to keep people interested.
Right. You can, you can't milk an album like Maroon 5's first today,
right. You
could like
this,
10
this
years
love
ago
on the
or
radio
whatever.
For over a year, like it just doesn't happen anymore.
Right, you would just become irrelevant. What makes this is so cliche of a question, but in your opinion, if you can give a synopsis of this, what makes a good song?
Well, I definitely think, at least as far as I'm concerned, a good beat, like, it's got to have some sort of groove, something you can move to, something you can attach yourself to. Like, at least those are the types of tunes that strike me, like, right away. I think there's got to be just some feeling behind it as well, even if it's not, like, a groovy, dancey tune or something. There's got to be something real behind the tunes that you can actually kind of feel, even if it's not something you can, you know, actually or touch. And then I think lyrics, or at least the melody that the vocals are giving, also need to be something that you can attach yourself to, because, you know, otherwise it's just like spoken word stuff,
it's
which
fluff.
You know, has a place, but doesn't really scream check out this awesome song. Unless you're Baz Luhrmann or that YouTube tune.
How would you, I mean, you've been in the game for a little while now. How would you say you've changed as a musician? And what do you wish you would have learned earlier?
Well, I'll answer the second part first. I wish that I would have learned that you should do what you want to do, regardless of what anybody else thinks. Like, you shouldn't try and keep up with the times or try and fit into, you know, particular genres or groups or hip happenings or anything. You should really just do what you feel is right and what you believe in. And at the end of the day, even if nobody cares about it, you won't regret anything that you did. And as far as the first part of the question, how have I changed? I mean, I've really just grown to accept what I'm into. When I started playing music, I was definitely more of like an angry teenager who's, you know, trying to get my aggression and my message, quote unquote, out through just like playing loud and screaming and doing things like that. And I mean, I've always loved pop music. I've always loved R&B and hip hop. And I think for a while, like, I thought that I was unable to incorporate those styles into what I was more comfortable doing, which would be more like pop rock stuff. But in the last couple of years, it's definitely just been like, no, you know, this beat works. And I can have somebody, you know, drop a verse in the middle of a song. And it's not going to be weird because this is what it is.
So overall, what is success for you? Do you have any future goals that you'd like to reach? And what keeps you inspired?
Future goals, I would like to play more shows out of state and just get more people on board and exposed to the free stuff. I think we're on a pretty good track right now, making the records and how they sound and the tunes that we're on. I mean, the project itself feels really good, and it would just be really good to play for more people. I mean, that would ideally be successful for me, kind of getting out of the state of Maine and building an audience elsewhere. Because I think, you know, it's strong enough tunes that I think that there is a demand for the type of stuff that we're doing. And what keeps us and me inspired?
Yeah.
I think just, you know, everything, man. I try and keep up with, I don't know, what keeps me inspired? The world. I don't know. I just try and keep working all the time. I really, like, for a while, I got caught up in, like, thinking too much about what I was doing musically, and now it's just kind of like, you know, I am who I am, and what happens, happens, and let's just keep working. I mean, that's why this Freeze Project has already put out two records in the span of a year, because it's just gotta just keep putting them out while it's coming out, you know? It's not a matter of being prolific or anything. It's just, like, I got the tunes. They're playing. You know, they sound good. Let's get them on record. Let's put it out.
Right on. Once again, this is Nate here with LaSalle College Radio. I'm here with Kyle Jervis from KG Freeze. KG, how about you exit us out with how can we find you?
So there is the brand new, newly public KGFreeze.com, where you can check out all of our music videos, news, upcoming shows, check out the records through Bandcamp. And then also facebook.com/KGFreezeMusic, KGFreeze.bandcamp.com. Those are the top spots. And then if you're on YouTube, just look up KGFreeze, all one word, and there's a bunch of videos, including a brand new one called Silver Briefcase.
Right on, man. Thanks so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. And hopefully we'll talk soon.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Take it easy.
You too, man. Thank you.